From McAllen to Wichita Falls, Corpus Christi to Van Horn, Killeen, Palestine, and all points in between, no matter where you happen to be, it's Texas Standard Time, and we're so glad you're spending a bit of your Texas time with us. Our top story, what the Times is calling a tumultuous political moment in Texas, which is set to play out in a special session announced by the governor yesterday. Yes, it will be Democrats against Republicans, but make no mistake, the real fireworks here come from a clash of Republicans. Pro-business establishment types versus social conservatives, and the governor of Trump-era Texas trying to steer the state between the two. Can he bring those sides together before they tear each other apart? Put yourself in Abbott's shoes. Where will he find common ground? Might be closer than you think.
Some local governments, like the city of Austin, are doing everything they can to overregulate. In the process, they are stifling our economy, interfering with job creation, and undermining private property rights.
You know, we got a message this morning from one of our listeners. Dear Texas Standard, Governor Abbott has just called for a continuance of the session to pass additional legislation, some of which appears to be aimed specifically at Austin. Would love to hear interviews on the Standard addressing the question of why Governor Abbott hates Austin so much. Sounds like a personal vendetta. What's the story? Well, here to help us dissect that story and then some, Democratic analyst Harold Cook and Republican strategist Deirdre DeLisi. I've been carefully following the very latest in the Pink Dome. Good to have you in the Texas Standard Studios. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good to be here.
Lots to get to here. How did you answer that listener question? Either of you, feel free to jump in. What is it that Abbott has against Austin?
Well, I think it's important to note that the war on Austin and the history of anti-Austin legislation in the Capitol predates Abbott, and it goes back to when Democrats controlled the state. So it's nothing new. But I think there is, frankly, a political advantage for the governor to focus a lot of energy and focus of the legislature on some of these anti-business, over-regulatory actions that the city council in Austin has been taking lately. It's a very liberal city, and with a conservative governor and a conservative state, it's good politics. And, so I'm not surprised that he's focused on those issues.
Now, what do you think?
I agree with Deirdre, and that's a shame. Not that I agree with Deirdre, but that Abbott believes that. It is a political plus for Abbott, and that's not good news. And here's why: Abbott and conservatives and whatever ilk rural Texans can disagree all they want with the way the city of Austin regulates Austin. Hell, a lot of times I disagree with it. It kind of brings out the closet libertarian in me some days. But these are people who were duly elected by Austin residents. It's not like they were appointed by some, absentee ruler somewhere. Austin residents chose their leadership. And this is what Austin leadership has chosen in turn to do.
Let's move on to the substance of the special session, shall we? I mean, there are 19 plus one, I guess, points that have been raised by the governor he wants to take up. Let's talk about that plus one, something that the governor says has to be done before anything else. That's the medical licensing board?
The Texas Medical Board, licenses doctors.
Yeah. How did that not get taken care of during the legislative
session? It got caught up in the politics of the session. First of all, the Texas Medical Board can be a very contentious issue for the legislature to deal with, because how you deal with bad doctors, what defines a bad doctor, it brings in a whole lot of other social issues that, you don't immediately think about when you think about a sunset bill for a state agency. It brings in abortion and some other social issues.
The ACLU has said that this was all about politics. This was the lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, deciding that he's going to force a special session by holding this back.
Right. I mean, I think at the end, it was seen as a means to an end to force a special session. It was done in such a way that you really couldn't go without a Texas Medical Board and all the laws that are associated with it. So, yeah, the legislature was going to have to come in and deal with it. How they deal with it, whether it's a comprehensive sunset bill versus just a small piece of legislation just to continue the agency, is going to be a point of contention.
Could this hold up Democrats and Republicans?
It really could. Deirdre's not wrong here. I mean, you can pass a scheduling bill, which is very simple.
Right.
It just continues the operation of the agency
and it's
the laws that regulate that agency for another 2 years or 4 years or 6 years, whatever you choose to do. Or you can choose to go ahead and take a deep dive into how that agency regulates, and that gets into a whole bunch of social issues that a lot of Republicans and conservatives would love and everybody else would hate. And if they chose to go down that road, it could take up the entire
question. And I will say there's one other issue that people aren't focusing on. Bills require 90 days to go into effect. Well, we're well within that 90 days and will be come July. That bill is going to require a two-thirds vote of the legislature to go into effect. If it becomes a magnet for all these social issues, we may find ourselves in a situation where we have a gap where there's no medical board.
But this is also effectively, I mean, if we see a battle royale over there, this could be effectively a filibuster, right? I mean, this would keep if Democrats wanted to not revisit the bathroom bill and some of these other items, so the other 19 on the agenda, they could hold things up for quite a while, exhaust things.
Well,
you're smiling, Harold.
The state constitution requires that special sessions be limited to 30 days apiece,
right.
And people are already joking that the Texas House, which does not want to deal with many of the issues on the call, should take 29 days, 23 hours, and 59 minutes to pass this one bill so that they don't have to deal with the other 19 bills.
We have to talk about that bathroom bill, which was obviously a major focus, at least, of public conversation at the start of this session, seemed to disappear, and now it's back. Mm-hmm. Any chance of that actually making it all the way through?
This is going to be a test of wills. The speaker has been very clear about his position on that bill and what he believes the House is willing to accept, which was the language, mm-hmm. the compromise House language that they put in a different bill during the session. Mm-hmm. That was not acceptable to the lieutenant governor. What it really comes down to is, how far does the governor want to push this issue? Is he willing to keep on calling the legislature into special session on that issue? Because that's where people will eventually start wearing down and you may see some movement.
There's so much more here. Teacher pay increase of $1,000. They're talking about school finance reform commission being set up. Is there anything here that Democrats and Republicans can see eye to eye on and push through if need be in rather quick order?
Well, in theory, yes, but in practice, probably not. Yeah. The 2 points about that. Point number one, one of the most interesting things Greg Abbott did yesterday was that he gave Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor, everything Dan Patrick wanted in such a way that Dan Patrick may ultimately be sorry he asked. Because what he's also done here is take away Patrick's leverage. He said that none of the other items, the 19 items, will be added to the call mm-hmm. until the Senate, over which Dan Patrick presides, passes the sunset scheduling bill. That was Dan Patrick's entire leverage to get the special session in the first place. So that coupled with thing number two, which is that just because the governor puts something on a call doesn't mean the legislature has to pass
it.
I don't believe the governor intends to call another special session if he doesn't have to. And if that's the case, I think that empowers Speaker Strauss and a lot of the House members to go ahead and do exactly what they did in the regular session, which was to kill a lot of this legislation and to moderate other of the legislation. And then the governor's going to do what he's going to do. But I personally don't believe he will call them back into another special session unless it's for a completely different reason that he has no choice, like a bad redistricting decision in the courts or something. But look, I think this is going to be just like the regular session, in that House members need to vote however House members vote. The only difference is it's closer to an election. So, I mean, I'll get back to Deirdre's original point. This is going to be a test of wills. Do you feel really strongly about mm-hmm. this? Because mm-hmm. you're probably about to gain a primary opponent if you vote the same way again.
That's the voice of Democratic analyst Harold Cook and Republican strategist Deirdre DeLisi. Thanks so much for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you.
Thanks, David.